Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Wow.
Why, after a month of preaching of how ignorance is so dangerous, we will still have ignorance? Why ignorance? Why people remain ignorant? Why, oh why? Are you there, Hosea?
Amen.
Amen. Chapter 4. We're reading verse 1 and we are reading verse 6. It's our foundation scripture. After today, you must be able to quote Hosea.
Amen.
The scripture of the week must be Hosea this time around.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 6. Yes.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the word hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no mercy, there is no truth, no knowledge of God in the land. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
There is something that is destroying God's people, and it is called lack of knowledge or ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, after all this preaching, are you still ignorant? And demand an answer. Is the ignorance going away?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've noticed that ignorance does not go away by wishing it away. There are certain things that you must do for you to fight ignorance in your life. Hallelujah. Number one, what makes people ignorant is laziness, as I have said. Proverbs.
Proverbs
chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
Verse 6. Proverbs 6 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 6. We are reading from verse 6 up until verse 11. Laziness is a dangerous animal. That is killing and destroying many people's lives. Are we in the same scripture?
Amen.
Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. The Bible is encouraging us, so go look at the ant. Do you know what's an ant?
Bible libella tsotswane.
Tsotswana.
Tsotswane.
And say, watch it and consider its ways. In other words, look at what it's doing.
Libella kamko idira idirang dilo.
And be wise.
Iba botlhale.
Verse 7. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which haveth no guide, overseer, or ruler.
Ahuna motu elhur why we little pilika pa why busa.
If you are wondering or to yourself,
he we putisa.
Whether you are lazy or not lazy. Again, I'm just preaching, Bazalwan.
Yeah.
You must just see yourself if you're in the message or not. Do you get it? So how can you discern laziness in you? The Bible says, look at the end. Having no guide, overseer, or ruler. In other words, nobody has to come and tell it, do this. In your life, if somebody has to come and tell you to do something all the time,
it's
a sign. Tell a neighbor, it's a sign that there is laziness somewhere. I know you won't say amen, it's okay.
Yes.
Go wash the dishes.
Is a sign. Why must they tell you? Can't you see? It means you saw, but you're like,
Oboni.
Go do your homework.
Tamoyeza homework.
Is a sign.
Kiletswayo.
Why must they tell you? So the end. Every day is working.
Yeah, bereka.
It's going up and down.
Yeah, go dimo le go tlase.
And it's amazing to me how the ants go and collect food.
Gore iya inyaka dijo.
And they don't eat it on the way.
Ga iji mo tseleng.
It just carries it and goes.
Iya tsamaya.
Drops it where it's dropping it.
Yeah, beer.
And goes back.
Yeah, buela.
Gets more food.
It's
goes. It doesn't buela. Finish on the way. Some of us sitting here, if we ask you to pray for us, you even say, "Yabole, assembly lo inle, I humble."
Kiamolo, aita mai.
But the end,
Totwani.
You will see they'll even be fighting to carry.
Fighting
to work.
Di
you've not seen ants, right? You've seen them.
Yeah.
Have you seen them trying to pull, and the one who is strong will win and carry? They are fighting to carry, to work. Maybe let me preach this side. I think they don't understand my message.
Amen.
And they'll be up and down. Get food. Drop it. Every day. No, there are no ants who are prefects there. So okay, now go this way. Okay, now is they just work. Take food. Drop it. Take food. Drop it. Day after day. Week after week. Month after month. Then come winter. You will look for the ants, you can't find them. Because now it's time for them to relax and eat. Because winter food is scarce. So one of the reasons why people are ignorant and remain in their ignorance is because of laziness. When it is the time to work, there's no work. Someone has to push you. Someone has to tell you. Someone has to encourage you. You have not learned to encourage yourself. You have not learned to push yourself. You have not learned to drive yourself forward. Is a sign of laziness. And that laziness will cause you to be ignorant. And that ignorance produces all the things I have taught this far. When you have time, what do you do with your time? You know, I was just thinking this morning that life is time. We've got 24 hours in a day.
Only 24 hours.
And so I was working out
calculator.
Because the Bible says that a man will live 70 to 80 years.
Bible re motho o tla phila 70 to 80 years.
If you are strong and you have grace, God can give you more years.
But
generally, the time given to man is 70 to 80 years.
70 to 80 years.
Are you here?
Amen.
So I worked that in hours. And it's about 690,000 hours. And I calculated the time that I have spent in the earth. And I realized that I have spent about 290,000 hours from the day I was born till now. And I asked myself, this time, what have I done with it? And it is counting down. It's not counting up. It's counting down. The more time goes, the lesser my time becomes, if you understand what I'm saying. There are people who don't celebrate birthdays because with every birthday they understand that the time is becoming smaller. And out of the thousands of hours, you see, if you don't think this way, you just say, no, I'll do it tomorrow. But when you say, hey, time is going, it's finishing. What if tomorrow doesn't come? Because even though God has given us 70 to 80 years, how many young people have you seen dying? Or you haven't seen it before? A 20-year-old dying, a 10-year-old dying, a 50-year-old, a 30-year-old. So we have to learn to be like the ant, where we work without anybody having have to tell us, it's time to work, it's time to do this. For as long as you have to be told, there's a problem. There is laziness. And if you don't deal with that laziness, if we don't deal with this laziness, it will cause us to remain in our ignorance. The ignorance which is destroying us. Why do you look sad? Am I saying something wrong? Hey! Which has no guide, no overseer, no ruler. I like that. There are those of us who have to be told all the time, do this. Wake up. Some of us, we have to tell you to wake up. So if you don't wake up, you will see that 10 o'clock, even now as we are having church, especially when the weather is like this, there are still people who are wake up. Ask your neighbor, do they still wake you up? Just ask, do they still wake you up? Hey! It's a sign of laziness. I know these messages, I don't get amens. Oh! How wise is this ant? Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep. yet a little slumber and a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A little sleep. Let me sleep small. A little sleep. I mean, the Bible is saying a little sleep, Ruth. A little sleep. A little slumber. So shall thy poverty. So shall thy poverty. Your faces are scaring me, Bazalwana. Am I not saying something right? Come as a traveler. In other words, it's sudden. A little folding of the arms. A little sleep, a little slumber.
Let me sleep small.
It's laziness. And the laziness is breeding ignorance. And it's dangerous. It's killing us. It's destroying us. If you have to be told all the time, if you have to be encouraged all the time. You know, Jackie one day said to me, Pastor, I've never seen you discouraged. I can't be discouraged because when I'm discouraged, I have to pick myself up. And I have to carry on. The day I get discouraged, the church is finished. The day I get discouraged, my family is finished. I have to pick myself up. I may be feeling down, but I have to pick myself up. At times things don't go my way, but I have to pick myself up. For as long as you have to be pushed every time, told, go there, do this, write your CV, put it over there, go do this, go do that, go do this, why are you not doing this, go there. All the time somebody has to be telling you, somebody has to be pushing you, somebody has to be, you know, encouraging you. You have not caught the wisdom of the end. And you are watching people who are driving big cars. Please don't miss next week. The things I'm going to teach you next week, please. Because I'm tempted to say, but I'm holding myself. Because I've learned that there are people who live life. And there are people who are always, what's the word? They are always saying, wow. Wow. They're always, you know, there's a word I'm looking for, I can't find it. They are always, it's not cheering. They are always desiring other people's lives, so to say. You are always the one who is watching and say, wow. Always in awe, in wonder of other people's lives. And for as long as you don't do what I'm going to teach you from next week, you will always be the one saying, wow, and not being the one who is enjoying what is happening. I'm tired of clapping people for other, clapping my hands for other people. I also want people to clap for me. Hey, they must clap for me even when I'm not looking. They must be in wonder in of my life even if I'm not aware.
Yes.
I'm tired of watching people's life and saying, wow, I wish. And I have learned that for as long as you don't do certain things, you will always wish. I wish. I long for. You'll even be angry with God. But God, why? Why do you hate me? Even if God is telling you and showing you things, because of the laziness, you just sit.
Wadula fela.
It just sit.
Wadula fela.
You don't look like you like what I'm saying. Go to the end, thou sluggard.
Libella totswane.
My God. Consider her ways.
Libella kam kotswane idira dilo ka gona.
Which having no guide.
A gona motho a ibusang.
Overseer.
A libeletseng.
Or ruler.
A litelang pele.
Ask your neighbor, who's your guide? Who's your overseer? Who is your ruler? Hey. My God. So people remain ignorant because of laziness. We have to fight laziness. One of the other signs of laziness is excuses. You always have a reason why something cannot be done. All the time, you have a reason why you cannot do something. If we say now, go to the shop, you will say, but it's raining. You always see why something cannot happen. Why isn't your first thought, let me find an umbrella?
Umbrella.
You always see why it cannot be done. Pastor, me, I'm not educated. Pastor, me, I don't know English. Pastor, me, I don't know. Why are you seeing the difficulties only? Why can't you see the possibilities? And sometimes it's not that you don't know English. You know, one day I went to Home Affairs.
Home Affairs.
And I was parking my car.
Kipaka
and there was this guy who came. I can't whistle, but he was a... And when I came out of the car, I was shocked at the English of the guy. It was coming out of the nose. And I said to myself, how can someone who speaks such English be pulling cars? Yeah, sure, sharp boss. I said,
Laziness. Laziness.
He's got a resource. He'd rather be pulling cars, giving him one run, two run. With such an English. People are quick to say, wait about a lawyer, wait. No one is lawing you. You are lawing yourself. A little sleep, a little slumber.
Horobala.
You are finishing yourself by the laziness. You always seeing why something cannot be done.
Ba bona gore go baneng selo se ka se diragale.
Why can't you see possibilities?
Go baneng o sa bone go khonagala.
Why can't you see that it can happen? It can be done. We can do it.
Go ka diragala, re ka etsa sena.
A lazy person always sees impossibilities.
Motwa go tswafa o bona.
A lazy person only sees mountains.
O bona dithaba.
A lazy person always sees danger.
O bona kotsi.
A lazy person.
Ke motwa go tswafa.
Please encourage me with a few amens because yeah. So that I can't see that I'm talking about you, Sisi, so I just say amen as though I'm talking about somebody else. Jesus.
Jesus.
Ask your neighbor, do you always have excuses?
Now unalema baka.
Always. If you can deal with the laziness of your life, a lot of things can change. Because our life is in our hands. Nobody else can change our lives for us. And the reality of why our lives are not changing,
it's
the simple truths. Being lazy.
Tswafa.
You're preaching good.
Hey. Number two. We're talking about why, what makes people ignorant. Number two is blindness.
Ke go se bone.
I mean, I've been preaching.
Ke khale ke rera.
I've explained to you how dangerous ignorance is.
Ke tlhalosetse gore go kotse bokaka.
How that it brings poverty.
Se tlisa gore motho a be modidi.
And so on and so forth. One of the things that ignorance, what ignorance does, is it makes you bored about things that can change your life.
Amen.
The minute we do things that are life changing, I'll change a remote,
change,
give,
change the channel.
It's a sign of ignorance. It makes you bored about things that can change your life. Come with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Reading verse 3 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. Are we there?
Amen.
I still hear some Bibles turning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 3. And I'm reading, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the God of this world, which is Satan,
Satani,
has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Some people, when I preach, they are fighting my preaching. As I'm preaching, they are saying no. I'm not lazy. That time they're the laziest. The enemy is blinding the minds.
Sira.
And so when the mind is blind, it means that you cannot see. And so people remain ignorant and stay in their ignorance and continue in ignorance because of blindness. In other words, as we are showing you this truth, you can't see it. As we are teaching you and showing you the way out of your troubles, the way out of your problems, the way into a prosperous life, you can't see it even though we are saying it. It's a blindness. And blindness is brought by different things. One of the things that brings blindness is the devil himself, demons, evil spirits. The God of this world had blinded their minds.
It's
a demonic power, is an evil spirit that is blinding somebody. If you remember, I taught about different types of hearers at some point. I taught you about shallow hearers. When they hear, the Bible says, the enemy cometh and taketh the seed. There are people whom the enemy has access into your life and causes you to be blind.
I
said, Pastor, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for years. No enemy can blind me. It's okay. But in my Bible, the Bible says that Jesus turned and said to Peter, Satan, get away from me.
Satane,
this is Apostle Peter.
Oh,
a mighty
Apostle
man
Peter.
Of God, who through his shadow, people were healed and delivered. But at some point in his life, the enemy entered him to control him in a certain way to cause Jesus not to go to the cross. So sometimes the enemy blinds God's people. And that causes people to remain in their ignorance. And so the only way to survive and be freed of this blindness is by being in the light, which is the presence and the glory of God. If I'm preaching to somebody, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the other things that causes people to be blind is youth and immaturity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Chapter 13, verse 11. Somebody say youth,
youth.
And immaturity. It causes blindness. Are we there? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am now.
Please read again.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1.
11.
Sorry, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake like a child.
Uh-huh.
I understood as a child.
Uh-huh.
I thought as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
I put away childish things. There are people till today, they have not put away childish things. They are old. Even their beard is starting to turn white. But they have not put away childish things. I know you won't say amen. It's okay.
Amen.
Some of us, we might have an uncle, a brother,
okabali malume, abuti,
a friend,
tala,
a family member.
Omungwalapa.
You can see the person has aged.
Motu o hudile.
But he's still a child.
Osanzane alingwana.
Hey,
hey.
And so this youthfulness and immaturity causes us to be blind and to not see the things that can change our lives and transform our lives. Because what causes somebody to be a child is the understanding. Someone who is a child always wants to play. You know, one of our church members who has a child said that at times the child will wake up at night and just play. At night
is
not time for playing. It's time for sleeping. But whenever the child is awake, just wants to play. And you find there are people in life, they are aging, they are growing, but the mind is to play. All the time want to play. All the time wants to have fun. All the time wants to enjoy life. Is something that blinds you, which will cause you to remain in your ignorance. Life is not about playing all the time. You must grow. Understand. The Bible says, God is looking from heaven to the earth. Looking at the children of man. To see if any did understand. In other words, are people growing and maturing in their knowledge of who God is? Are people growing and having a relationship with God? But the youthfulness, it blinds. You know, one day God spoke to me and he said to me, I want you to speak to the young people. There are many people, their lives are spoiled in their youth.
Amen.
That as they grow up, they face extraordinary difficulties, not because they are bad people, but it's because of the decisions they made in their youth. The ignorance of being young. And having that youthful mind throughout your life is so dangerous. It's harmful. There are some people, they are now parents, but the way they drink. I heard of a family. The mother and the father separated. And they fought for the children. And the mother won and the children stay with the mother.
Bana badula limme.
But the mother drinks
katsila emme o anwa ka yona
so much
unwa thata
and loves having fun so much
urata go utlwa monate
that when it's Friday Saturday
ge ilika la bohlano
the children are very young
bana isantsana ile bana ba banyane
she will leave them in the house
wa batlogela mo ntlo
lock the house
a khiele ntlo
ayo groove to come nice
aye go go ithabisa
and come back when she is sober. And the children will be there fending for themselves.
Bana baba mo.
You see that youthfulness and that immaturity is impacting the young ones now. You don't look like you understand what I'm saying. Paul said, when I became a man,
Paul ore ge ke ba monna.
In other words, when I grew up,
ge ke gola,
I put childish things away.
Ke le ka tlosa dilo tsa bongwana.
Ask you, never have you put childish things away? There are people who go to work, they don't work.
Gona le batho ba Amerikong ga ba bereke.
It's working time, that time. WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They are there.
Bamo.
YouTube. Hey. Youthfulness. Immaturity. It causes you to stay in your ignorance. You know, one of the things I've learned in life is to copy. When I see something good, I copy it. In the workplace, if you want, because there are people who get jobs, but they always lose them. Have you seen them? One lady said to me, Pastor, as for getting a job, it's not a problem. I can get a job. The problem is I always lose the job. It's a deep problem, sister. The problem. And so what I have learned is to copy. When I see somebody who does good and the boss likes them for something, I copy that thing so that I can be an asset at work. But there are people who will be
look at this.
Youthfulness
will
cause you to be blind and will cause you to remain in your ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm begging you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to grow. We have to mature. We can't be young all our lives. We have to grow in our understanding. We have to grow in our spiritual lives. A human being is made in three. Is a spirit who has a soul, who lives in a body. But for many people, the body grows, the soul doesn't grow, the spirit doesn't grow. Many people in life are controlled by their body, and the body will always lead you to do sin. So you have to cause your soul to grow. Some people, their emotions are uncontrollable. They can't control their anger. They can't control any emotion that comes to them. They can kill someone. They can't control. And the spirit never grows. So for as long as you stay a youth, your body may be growing, but you remain a youth. When God looks at you, you've been a Christian for 22 years. But when God looks at you, he still sees a youth. These are the things that cause people to remain in ignorance. If I am talking to somebody, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Another thing that causes people to be to remain in their ignorance is pride. Somebody say pride. Ezekiel 28:12. Somebody say pride.
Pride.
Hey. It's another dangerous thing. Some years ago, I was praying for some people. When I laid my hands on somebody, the Lord said to me, cast out the spirit of pride. And I became afraid. I said, Lord, how can I pray for someone and say you are proud? And I was afraid of God, so I just started praying. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I cast out the spirit of pride. After knowing this person for some time, then I said, this is what God was talking about. There are people who are proud. And pride blinds you. If you are proud, you cannot learn. If you are proud, you cannot be taught. If you are proud, you cannot be guided. If you are proud, you cannot be shown the way. Pride. Yes, sir. What is it?
Ezekiel 28:12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Yes.
Verse 13. Thou hast been in Aden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, and Sardius topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created.
So here the Bible is talking about Satan. You know, when you watch TV and they show Satan with horns
TV
and a red fork and a tail,
it's
nonsense. Satan doesn't look like that. Satan is beautiful. Very beautiful. In fact, the Bible says that he comes as the angel of light. If you see him and you don't have discernment, you can think that he's even an angel from God. God did some of his best work in Satan. Satan had two offices. He was an archangel, just like Michael is an archangel. Gabriel is an archangel. The word arch means head. It means chief angel. And he was also a cherub. A cherub is also another type of angel. He's the only angel that has two offices. And he was crafted with such meticulous beauty that even when he walked, Worship was coming out of him. One of his tasks in eternity, God had given him the task of worship. So he was the worship leader of heaven.
Praise and worship.
And when he walked,
music
was oozing out of him.
Mino,
just by walking. He was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, keep reading.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitudes of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
Verse 17, yes.
Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thine heart was lifted up. That is pride. Thine heart was lifted up because of your beauty. It's pride. Pride, ladies and gentlemen, is the thing that caused Satan to become Satan. Because he was not always Satan. He was called Lucifer.
Satan in abitso gore ke Lucifer.
A special angel with head, a special place in God's heart. Beautiful.
Le khatlisa.
Perfect.
Le lukile.
But because of his beauty,
one
day he said, even me, I want to be worshipped the way God is worshipped. I want to sit above the throne of God. And because of that pride that was in him, the Bible says iniquity was found in him. And that is why Lucifer was cast down from heaven. And he became Satan. Diablos.
Satan.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, that's why when people say that, you know, they are prophetic and they see visions and whatever, but don't have the word of God. I fear such people. Because Satan comes as an angel of light. If you don't have the word of God and discernment of a certain level, you can fall down and worship Satan thinking you are worshiping
Jesus.
The word of God must be the basis of everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this pride, even though you are being taught, it blocks the word of God and causes you to remain in your ignorance.
Lige urutiwa ga o bone o tswela pele o sa utlwelle.
We must all desire to be like Jesus.
Re tshwanetse ra lakaletsa go tshwana le Jesu.
The Bible calls him the Lamb of God.
Bible re ke konyana ya Modimo.
That even though he was God and is God,
lige ne ile Modimo,
he set aside his office, so to say, as God.
and
took upon him, he clothed himself with flesh and became one of us. He humbled himself. Some of you are older than me. That older than meanness, if there's something like that, it can be pride. So that as I'm talking to you, in your heart you are saying, "Komnyana, he doesn't know anything.
He's still young. He doesn't know anything.
It's all right.
Cholukile.
It's something that can blind you.
Seo sika go fatla.
So pride can cause you to remain in your ignorance. Because you will fight truth and fight knowledge. You can't listen to anybody. You can't hear anybody. I'm saying the laziness. I'm talking about laziness, and you are saying,
no.
That time you are the captain of lazy people. Captain, the leader. But the pride can say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And you make excuses in your mind. Even as I'm preaching, you are making excuses why you can't, you must stay in your situation. It's pride. And this Luciferic angel, this Satan,
Satane ona,
even from the time he fell till now, can't he see that, hey, I was wrong? Let me go to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Mudimu ke kopa tshwarelo.
Pride. His destiny will be the depths of hell. Eternal hell.
The healing.
Because of pride. Tell him, never say, don't be proud, please. Pride will cause you to remain in your ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
The last one for today, and then we close. Is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 9 up until verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, reading from verse 9 up until verse 14. So one of the things that will cause people to remain in their ignorance is to be carnal, carnality. I say it again, I like it.
Carnality.
Are we in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9?
Amen.
What does it say?
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the mind of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Pause there. Now I'm saying that one of the reasons why people remain ignorant is because of blindness. Are we together?
Yes.
Now here the Bible says that there are things that God has prepared for us. But eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has entered into the heart of man. But how do you see it? God has revealed it to us. By what? By his spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, continue.
For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of men, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Mm-hmm.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But the natural man,
the carnal man, mutuanama,
receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
For they are foolishness
unto him.
It is foolishness unto him.
Uh-huh.
And neither can he know them. Because they are
spiritually
discerned.
Is it in your Bible? So the refusal to be spiritual and having a deep encounter with God causes you to be blind. And when you are blind, you remain in ignorance. Because the things of God, you can only see them through the Spirit of God. When Jesus was walking on the earth, many people saw him, but they didn't see him. And Jesus said to Peter and his disciples, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And the disciples said, some say, thou art John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Some say, thou art that prophet. And people were saying all sorts of things about who Jesus is. And Jesus said, whom do you say that I am? And the Bible says, Peter arose and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, son of
Jonas.
For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed this unto you. Upon this rock, I shall build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I shall give thee the keys of heaven. That whatever you shall bind in heaven shall be bound on the earth. Whatever thou shalt loose in heaven shall be loosed on the earth. All this power and glory was because the Spirit of God had revealed something to him. So for as long as you remain carnal, you are led by the flesh. You are controlled by the flesh. You move by the flesh. You will remain in your blindness. You will never see God. You will never have a revelation of who He is. And you remain in your blindness, which produces ignorance. You can't be carnal. There are many things that we can say to you, Bazalwane.
Re ka bolela dilo tse dintsi go wena.
We can talk and talk and talk and talk.
Re ka bolela ra bolela.
But you have a role to play.
Gona le sele gore o tshwanetse wa sedira.
When you leave these doors,
ge o tswa mona.
And some of you, I only see you only on Sunday, only.
Baba nke le bona ga Sontaga fela.
Only. I'm here to come and talk to you on Wednesday, you don't come. On Saturday I said, let there be ministries. Come, listen to messages. Come, let's discuss. Let us pray together. You won't come. I call for prayers. You won't come. I call for retreats. You won't come.
Retreat.
It's a sign. I hope you're not getting offended. It's a sign of carnality. And that causes you to be blind. Will cause you to remain in your ignorance. Do you want to be ignorant? I'm taking the women on the 23rd. There are things that I want to share with you. Do not be carnal. Do not remain in the flesh. Because the things of God are revealed by the Spirit of God. We will send you scripture of the week. You say, someone just do this.
What is this?
One day the devil will come.
Satane
otlatla. There will be no scripture that you can quote. Hey, a scripture of the week. So at that time you've deleted it out of your phone. Because when the devil fights you, it's not a physical flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The rulers of the darkness of this world.
Babusi,
we send you a scripture.
What is this?
You just flip it. Messages that we have, they are full here. For free. Tell a neighbor, for free.
For free.
Straight after church, they're still fixing it a bit.
You're wasting my time.
The things of God are spiritually discerned. Me as a pastor, I'm listening to messages. As a pastor, you are not a pastor. You are not listening to anything.
How will next?
Carnality, it will cause you to remain in ignorance, in blindness. You will not see what God has for you. You will not see where God wants to take you. You remain in your ignorance. Put your hands together for Jesus, somebody. I said, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. For me to be where I am today, you know, I grew up in a Christian home. My grandfather at some point in his life was a pastor. And I remember there used to be a bell in our home. On Sundays, he used to give me that bell. And I used to ring. It's time to wake up and go to church. It's the family I grew up in. Hey! Then, many years later, I was in a certain church. And it was a week of fasting and prayer. Do you understand? And that was my first real fasting and prayer, even though I grew up in that house where I'm beating the bell. Kikling, kikling, let's go to church. It was my first real fasting and prayer. And on the Friday, the last day, I've been fasting the whole week, coming to church to pray the whole week. And I was just going home the same, no difference. On the last day, after we had prayed and we were sharing the grace, and I was standing there in the congregation and I was sharing the grace, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And suddenly I heard a voice.
A voice.
And this voice said to me,
voice here, mohonna,
all this time,
nako ena yoyotle,
you have not been seeking me.
Ne usanya kane lena.
Only now,
ki hona bianong,
you have started to seek me.
Uthomile go nyaka.
And even though I had been going to church, I grew up in a Christian home. I heard this voice, but I didn't know who it was. After church, I went to my friend. I said, hey, you know when we were sharing the grace? I heard a voice and I told him what the voice said. And my friend said, oh, that was God talking to you. I said, ah, I didn't even know it was his voice. I said, that was God. When I got home, I said, what do you mean, God? That only now.
So
after all these years, what have I been doing? He said, only now. You are starting to seek me. That was when my heart was starting to long for the glory of God. My heart was longing for the presence of God. Every day I was calling out to him. There are people who are coming to church, but they are as carnal can be. No reading the
Bible.
No praying. No listening to messages. No reading of Christian books or any type of book at all. Carnality. It will cause you to be blind. And even when Jesus himself can appear before you, you won't see him. For it is spiritually discern. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for Jesus, somebody.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.